Please bow your heads with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the many blessings you have bestowed on this community, and we pray tonight for your guidance, that our decisions will always be for the greater good of our community. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Lowe, would you explain who all we have on the phone, please?
Yes, on the phone with us this afternoon, Mayor Janway, is City Attorney Denise Madrid Boyer and Councilor Lisa Anaya Flores.
Okay. Number one on the agenda is approval of the agenda.
Mayor.
We have a motion and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Number two, consider approval of renewal and amendment to the agreement between the City of Carlsbad and Select Energy Services, LLC, regarding the purchase of affluent wastewater. And Mr. Lowe, I'd ask you to please start off.
Yes, sir. Mayor, members of the council, before you this afternoon is a five-year renewal and amendment to the 2016 agreement with Select Energy for the purchase of affluent water. This renewal agreement provides for a non-exclusive right of Select to purchase effluent water for 11 cents per barrel with a renegotiation of this price in January of 2023. It adds a prepayment clause for 400 acre feet, and it allows for a delivery point at two locations. The Board of Water and Sewer Commissioners recommended approval list of this agreement at their November 18th, 2021 meeting. Funds generated from the sale of affluent water supports the Water and Sewer Fund. And Mayor, at this time, I would ask Marie O'Brien to review the renewal and answer any questions the council may have.
Ms. O'Brien?
Good evening, everybody. Good to see you again. So I'll be brief. I know that you have before you the proposed renewal and amendment to the Select agreement, as John noted, and I believe you're aware, has been in place for a number of years now. I think important to just take a step back and just make a couple points as you think about the continuation of this agreement and also one of the changes that's in this renewal and amendment. First, the use of effluent, to allow reuse of that effluent by the city to third parties for either oil and gas or other purposes, is a really good policy path. And the reason is because it's impacting other users, the city itself or your neighboring water users, there really isn't an impact. You're not pumping groundwater, you're reusing water. Effluent that the city, as you know, has previously pumped and put through its system, served its customers. So I think it's important to think about this agreement in that context. And the other overarching principle that I think it's good to remind ourselves of, again, particularly with the amendment to this agreement, or one of the amendments, is that effluent is private water that belongs to the city unless and until the city can no longer demonstrate physical custody or legal control of that water. And what that means would be private water is that the state does not have jurisdiction or others do not have jurisdiction to determine what the city decides to do with that. So that's important. You know, the state obviously, as we all know, has something to say about the water you pump out of Sheep Draw, Lee County, and that others may, including the city, may take out of the Pecos. But when you take out that water and then treat it and it's effluent, that is the city's private water to determine what to do with it. And that is the water that is subject to this agreement with Select. And that's an important principle to keep in mind. And so the contract with Select continues to demonstrate the legal control by giving physical custody to Select at two different, as John noted, delivery points. Up until now, we have been allowing Select to take physical custody of effluent under the original agreement prior to the discharge to the Pecos. The city is retaining Select's right to maintained that delivery point, and we're also adding a delivery point after the point of outfall to be determined by Select, so after the city discharges that. And that gives Select added flexibility into terms of when it, where it will use the water. So again, that's where it's important to remind ourselves that this is private, effluent is private water, and it is the city's determination of how to use that water. And again, a reminder, we use it some ourselves, right? We use it to water the golf course and for parks, but we do have a certain amount of excess effluent in terms after we use it for the golf course, after we meet all of our obligations to return to the Pecos. The city, year in and year out, for decades now, has had excess effluent, this private water, that it can sell for third-party uses. So the other important aspects of the agreement, John highlighted them a bit, but just to highlight what I think are significant, some a continuation of the existing agreement, some we made even just more clear that this is a non-exclusive right to the effluent for Select. We give them a right to 400 acre feet that it has to prepay for, but the city retains the right to use any amount of effluent that it needs for its purposes and or to sell it to other third parties, but giving Select a first right of refusal to basically to outbid a third party. So the city retains a significant amount of flexibility with regard to the city's ability to continue to use its effluent as it sees fit. So we talked about the prepayment for the 400 acre feet. John mentioned that the price is set till 2023 when it will be renegotiated, which there's nothing in the amendment that sets, you know, exactly how that, it does set an upper limit and a lower limit, but other than that, it doesn't set any specific parameters in terms of prepayment, et cetera. So it really will be a negotiation to come up with a mutually agreeable way to approach price in 2023. Select is responsible significantly for our regulatory compliance relating to its taking custody of that effluent and use of that effluent. So, you know, the city, and there's significant indemnification clause that is carried through in the amendment with regard to Select's taking custody and use of that effluent. There's significant reporting requirements by Select back to the city regarding its use of effluent, how much it takes, either after the outfall or at the point that it has been taken from. Those points will be metered and reported to the city for both the city to be able to track and obviously for payment purposes. I think with that, those are the, again, kind of reminder of some of the key underlying principles as you think about this agreement going forward. And then the what I think are the key changes and or continuation of key parameters going forward. And so with that, I would stand for any questions anybody has.
Questions or comments from the council?
Mayor?
Councilor?
Maria, start off with, there's 400 acre feet involved, right? 400 acre feet.
That they have prepaid for.
Yeah.
The city is making available to Select the amount of effluent that the city determines it has that is excess in any month to month and in any 1 year, but it is prepaying for 400.
How much excess, John, do we have total in a year?
Yeah, it varies.
Is it more than 400?
It is, yes. At times, and it's been below 400.
Is it 400 an average kind of thing?
400 is a very good average.
Okay. And Maria, you said this has gone on for five. We're redoing it after 5 years. It started in 16. This is 21. That's five, right? I don't know where I came up with this is the second year we're in this negotiation. We're not. This is a totally renegotiation, right? Right?
It's not a renegotiation.
That's incorrect. What was brought before the council, Mayor, if I may, sorry.
Yeah.
Mayor, members of the council, what was brought up recently was the amendment to the price per barrel a short period of time ago. That was amending the existing contract from 2016 because the price had changed.
The 5 year.
Correct. Correct.
But they are in the second year of their contract.
No, they are in, they have completed 5 years. Their original agreement 5 years ago stipulated that they could, we could renew that agreement for an additional 5 years. That's why we're here tonight.
Oh, we're in the first year of the second renewal.
Correct.
Yeah. Why wasn't there a bid thing done? I understand, I'm lost here. Were they the only ones that wanted this water?
But because in 2016, when that contract was negotiated, the governing body approved a 5 year agreement with the potential for a 5 year renewal.
Oh, is
and
that, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yes.
That's cool.
And my recollection is that in 2016, the city did do a request for proposals. I believe Select was actually the only respondent.
The only people.
So there was at that point, but, and then Mr. Lowe is obviously correct that the, after that process, then the contract was negotiated with Select, brought before council with the right to renew in 5 years. Yeah, so that's where we are now.
Yeah, and also when you were talking, you said that if a third party, I guess S. Eddie, that'd be you guys probably, would want to bid on the same water, that you could bid on it. A third party could bid on the price that, these Select has had, right? If they want to bid on that 400 acre feet, no. They could go in and bid on it, right?
That's what one clarification. The 400 acre feet, the city has committed, when the city determines that it has 400 acre feet in excess, that is dedicated to Select because they're prepaying for it,
yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
When there is excess as determined by the city, and I keep saying that because I think that's very important, that the city is retaining its right over its private water, its effluent, then that water above that 400 acre feet, a third party could come to the city or could bid on that. And if they did, then the city under the agreement would be obligated to bring it to Select and say, somebody has made a bona fide offer. Can you, and a Select has the right to beat that. Okay, not just match it, but it'll have to beat it. Okay. And if they don't, then the city can sell it to the third party to the extent it has excess.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, and I would just, with all due respect, I would correct Mr. Lowe just a little bit, that the city has actually quite a bit more than 400 in excess on average over the years. The numbers, the way we keep them up, after golf course use, after Select use, we've been running about 400 to 600, but if you don't, before Select use, historically we've had well above 400. Just to be clear in terms of what's actually taking any third party user out of the picture, what's really in play is actually quite a bit more than 400 acre feet. So.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Maybe if I may.
Councilor.
Marie, for clarity's sake, once we release the affluent water, the vehicle would be the Pecos River,
right?
That's correct.
From whence that water is drawn is no longer an issue for the city of Carlsbad. Something Select works out with the state of New Mexico.
So just one nuance to your point. Yes, once the city discharges to Select, the city, under the agreement, has no further responsibility with regard to where Select takes it. So Select is fully responsible for where it takes it and if any regulatory compliance is required. So that's the nuance on your point, Councilor.
It will not be a burden on the city of Carlsbad.
That's correct. Not only not a burden, but if Select doesn't do what it's supposed to, if it's supposed to do something, where the city is fully indemnified.
Okay.
That's good.
Thank you. further questions from the council? If not, Mr. McCutcheon, did you have anything you wanted to add?
I might just add that when we originally did this deal, Maria was absolutely correct. We did go out for an RFP. We called people and tried to tell them about it, and even Select was the only responder. And there was, and correctly so, it's the city's water, but there was an outreach to OCD, the Environment Department, and the state engineer. We reached out to all of them, and they all looked at it and said, gosh, we think it's a great use of your excess water. Mm. And so, you know, there's the idea had a lot of
support. Okay, thank you. Any further questions from the council? If not,
Mayor,
Councilor?
I move for approval.
We'd have a motion to approve and second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores? Yes. Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
That'll move us to number three, adjourn. Councilor Waters?
I move that we adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores? Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
No.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
You got everybody.
Motion passes.
We're adjourned.
No other bidders on this. No other bidders.